Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in our last segment of the afternoon. If you want to get in on this action, 855-752-4842. I want to talk about the contract that was just awarded to Don Jr., a company that he has a pretty significant stake in. But I wanted to draw a compare and contrast. One of the biggest political scandals to ever rock the state of Wisconsin was the Milwaukee County pension scandal. And I first want to put this marker down. It was an egregious example of cronyism self-dealing. A bunch of big-time county leaders decided, I'm going to give myself huge increases in my pension fund because it's super well funded right now, so I'm going to juice my own pension. Their actuary failed because the actuary told them it was going to be okay, so it looked fine on paper. But the reality at the root of the thing of the thing was that a bunch of county leaders decided, oh, it looks like the pension fund is flush. Why don't I increase my own pension benefit? And it has cost many, many public servants the trust of the public that they serve. We still labor under this ore, this cloud. And I just want to say this. Scott Walker ran on reforming that, and he did nothing to fix it. The one that addressed those problems was Chris Abele, and he was lambasted by public unions for trying to fix those problems. I worked for a very long time at Milwaukee County to help correct and reform the pension fund, and I was privileged to do it. It wasn't easy, but Milwaukee County has tightened that up. We have addressed those problems. We have closed those golden parachute benefits. We've closed them up. But that was one of the biggest political scandals in the state's history. People were voted out of office. People were angry. And Donald Trump has juiced his net worth by $2 billion since becoming president in 10 months. His company, the Trump Organization, which he refuses to put into a blind trust, they're up. They've got $800 million more in net income than they did last year over the entire year in the first 10 months of the year. Excuse me, first 6 months of the year. Why is this okay? I worry less about a public servant getting a pension that might be juiced, that they shouldn't have juiced. But I worry less about that than I do about a president and his family that have turned the U.S. taxpayers into the punching bag to line their own pockets. That is grift on scale, magnitudes worse than anything else that we have seen in modern American history. Remember when people used to be ticked off about Obama's tan suit and the fact that he got speaking engagement fees after he was president? Where is their outrage now? So here's the story about Donald Trump's son. A team of defense startup companies, including companies called Red Cat and Unusual Machines, pitched the Pentagon on a plan to build mini unmanned aircraft carriers equipped with autonomous drones, missiles, and torpedoes. None of this sounds like Terminator post-apocalyptic robot hell, but setting that aside for now, Donald Trump Jr. was given, he didn't invest, he was given 200,000 shares in Unusual Machines. Those are now worth $2.6 million. And Unusual Machines just got its first Army contract to supply drone motors. By the way, they've demonstrated these things where? At a military base. No, at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, my God. Unusual Machines also has ties to an investment bank that no one has ever heard of. It's called Dominari Securities. Doesn't that sound creepy? It's Dominari Securities. And who serves on their like board of advisors at Dominari Securities? Oh, Eric and Don Jr. You wonder why they might be purging generals from the Department of Defense. Maybe because they might raise a flag or two about all of this blatant corruption and self-dealing. No, we want generals that won't say anything. And this, of course, is on top of the crypto grift, the meme coin grift, the stablecoin grift, the $400 million Qatari plane that's going to cost the taxpayers $1 billion to retrofit. It's on top of the Trump champagne and Trump watches and the Melania. But I want to take one more cut, Jacob, before the end of the show. And it's going to be cut 21. Because Donald Trump just took $40 billion, arguably, of taxpayer dollars and gave it to Argentina. Why? Our economy does not do that much business with Argentina. It just doesn't. But Scott Bessent's former hedge funds and some of his former buddies, they're making out like bandits. So are a bunch of other billionaires that run hedge funds that took positions in Argentina when a far-right president was elected there. But let's listen to what Donald Trump had to say about Argentina. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Who is the we that this man is talking about? And I promise you, it ain't you or me. Take a listen.
Wow, what a great question that is. I love that question because that was a big win. In Argentina, I want to congratulate the victor, and he was a big victor, and he had a lot of help from us. He had a lot of help. I gave him an endorsement, very strong endorsement.
And we made a